what X amount of time we want to do.
Do we need to put some teeth in it where the PNB says, and if you don't do this, then we authorize the NFC to drop a budget, or maybe that's a little too far?
You know, no.
Well, I think you have to put some teeth in it. Otherwise, it's just down the vine because they've obviously not made it a priority at this
mm-hmm.
point. And since we're having some issues about do we have the authority or not, let the PNB work that out. But I suggest you do put teeth in it.
I'm inclined to agree.
All right. I have to say, okay, one second. I have to move that out of there. I'd have to disagree with that. I think that... I think the teeth is not what we need. We need stuff to happen. And so, you know, we have four directors on here right now. There are five directors on the NFC. And if those directors can't impress upon the PNB that they need to do that, well, tough. Also, if at some point, you know, if the other budgets are done, and there are stations that haven't started doing anything yet, that will certainly get the attention of the PNB because, as has been pointed out before, in order to maybe refinance, say, a loan or something, we need audits and budgets. So if lack of budget starts threatening stuff that's going to happen, I think the PNB will really notice that. So some of this takes care of itself. I don't think we need teeth.
Well, Mr. Chair, may I speak? Because
yes,
I totally disagree with that. I think it all you're doing is just putting some words on the paper otherwise. Because I repeat, our Paul already read the charge of of LSB. I've been involved long enough to know that a chair, whether it's a first-time chair or most of our chairs have been chairs before, and treasurers know that a budget should have been submitted by now. So unless you put some fire under their lack of a good term, it simply will not suffice to get anything moving. So I'd just like for you, Mr. Chair, to, since our Paul has his view, I have my view, go around the room, figuratively speaking, and see what is the will of those who are on this call so we can move forward. Because obviously, our Paul got a position that we shouldn't put any urgency or put any demand, specific demand. I totally take an opposite view. So see what the others believe, and maybe we can get some wording to move forward and get off this line.
I'm going to take a poll in this form. I'm going to say, Keith. Okay, go ahead, our Paul.
There's a motion. Somebody can make a motion. Right now, I've read what I have, which is missing a time limit. The way you do it is you make a motion. If you want to change it, you make an amendment, and you vote on those. I mean,
okay, I get you. I get you. I get you. I hear you.
Mr. Chair, this is an informal committee, and we're operating informally. I see no problem with you asking three other members which position do they take, so we'll know instead of having amendments to motions and voting on that. I don't want to be on this call that long. Could you just simply do what you were going to do in the first place and ask the other three members to weigh in?
Our poll, it's not illegal to do an informal poll, is it?
Actually, yes. A straw poll is illegal by Roberts. But the deal is, this is
not
an informal committee. This committee is set forth in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. This is not an informal meeting. This is a fully formal meeting, which is why you get minutes with the motions written out. If you don't write out those motions right and you send it to the PNB, it's a problem.
I think I have a solution. I'm just going to open the floor for comments from anybody who's here at this meeting on what direction they think we should go, teeth versus no teeth.
This is a...
Is that the same thing? All right,
there's no motion on the floor at this point, you're saying.
No, there is a motion.
Then if there's a motion, you can't... Look, you debate a motion. Now, right now we have something that says the LSBs will submit it. I can read all the words. The only thing is we left off the time limit. We can fill that and let that go. And if somebody wants to make another amendment, that's fine.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. Are you okay with that, Dwayne? Yeah, let's offer an amendment.
This is it's basically an amendment to fill, and I would move to fill the part that says within time to, 3 weeks. So I make amendment to, I'm typing and talking at the same time, to read, the NFC requests that the PNB requests that the LSB submit a proposed draft FY21 budget within 3 weeks to the NFC. And that's how it would really read with my thing. Now, other people may have other ones they want to put in there, and that'll be fine. But we'll deal with this, and once we plug in that part, we can amend it to give it teeth or not teeth or whatever. So
okay. Let's vote on the amendment if there's no objection. Is there any objection to putting that amendment into the motion?
Well, actually, what you need to do, since we're filling a blank, I believe you need to see if anybody else wants to add a different time limit.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. I appreciate that. Is there anybody else?
I would suggest...
Let's hear Paulina. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would suggest a shorter limit, 2 weeks. I know that some LSBs may not be meeting with it within that time, but they can schedule in an urgent session or something like that. So I would even suggest 2 weeks. But if that's too extreme, I would be fine with three.
Well, that would be an amendment to the amendment, and that's the limit we can do is two. So while we have discussion on that,
is there any discussion? We're filling in a blank.
Is there any discussion? Okay, so we have to vote on the two-week idea first, correct? Let's do that.
Okay.
Is there any objection to filling in the blank with 2 weeks?
Objection.
Okay. So now we have to go to a vote.
Okay.
I'll withdraw it.
Does everybody agree to withdraw it?
Any objection?
No. I object.
Okay.
We got to vote on it now. 2 weeks. The motion is to fill in the blank with giving these LSBs to get a budget to the NFC within 2 weeks. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Teresa J. Allen. Nick Arena. Fred Blair. Fred? Chris Corey, not here. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. James Sagerton?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, even though I know it's unrealistic. Yes.
Anita Sims?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden? Polina Vasilyev?
Yes.
Okay, going back. Is Fred here?
I thought I said yes.
Oh, didn't hear
you.
We
didn't hear you, Fred, but thank you.
Have been muted.
Okay, so Teresa Allen, Nick Arena, and Chris Corey are not here. And so it's 5-4, one against, so we're filling it in with 2 weeks.
Is there any other amendment about the subject of teeth versus no teeth?
What could teeth look like? Sorry.
In other words, if you don't do... if you don't do this, then, you know, the consequence will be that the NFC will work with whatever it has. Because, you know, it won't really, you know, if the LSB hasn't sent us something and somebody, the general manager or the business manager sends us something, that will be what we have. Other people can add something later if they want to, but, you know, let's go. If you're going to do it, do it.
And it's not the train to leave without you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I think that the teeth is a good and effective way, because most LSDs would have met and know that they're going to meet within these 2 weeks, given that it will be 2 weeks from Thursday. And even if it's not, the LSDs could ask for additional time, but I think it does put the onus for them to take it serious. And I repeat that they've had since March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and October to do so, and they haven't. So unless we're not serious, if we take it out 4 weeks, we'll be into December.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen in December is we're not going to be doing very much in the second week, third week, fourth week of December. So I think it's unrealistic to not put the metal to the pedal on this matter.
And we know that in its wisdom, the PNB can change the 2 weeks to whatever time they want or rearrange this whole thing. So this is not like we're not writing in stone here. Paulina,
The order for the day again.
Okay. So that means we have to either vote to extend or we have to finish.
Yeah. Or somebody can extend and come up with something other than, you know, name the teeth or be over, I guess.
Motion to extend 10 minutes, regrettably.
Yes. Thank you, Dwayne. Is there any objection?
Yes, I object.
Okay. So we have to go to a vote.
I don't want to, but we got to work.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm writing it down here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Paulina, while he's doing that, were you asking to speak when you, I heard your voice earlier, or were you just making a comment?
I was asking to speak, and I should have asked first. I was trying to see if somebody had already named the possible teeth, you see.
Okay,
got it. I may have missed it, and I apologize. I have a migraine, and maybe I'm not, you know, I'm not fully participating, so I would say either name the teeth, or let's just approve it and have the P&D name the teeth.
Just to read the pro and con.
Okay,
so am I calling this, Mr. Chair? Are we voting?
I think I heard Sharon. Did you want to say something, Sharon? Okay. Was that just a comment?
I'm sorry. I was reading my ballot. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I got the mute thing off again.
Oh, okay. No worry. Go ahead, Arpal. Yes, please read what you have.
Okay. The motion is to extend for 10 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
No.
Teresa J. Allen, Nick Arena, Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Fred, are you muted?
Abstain.
Okay. Chris Corey, Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden, Paulina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay, 4-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
We're going to know what teeth look like because we're pulling them here.
Well, it's called accountability.
That's right. All right, so now we have to hammer out what that language is going to be.
Okay, could we have a reading of where we are on the language?
Well, what we have so far is a motion on the floor that, going back to it, says the NFC requests that the PNB request that the LSBs submit a proposed draft FY21 budget within 2 weeks to the NFC.
Now, it should be something about if the NFC does not receive draft budgets, what?
That it will act.
Well, you know, I guess we want to ask the PNB for permission to just start to work with whatever materials are submitted.
We don't need their permission for that.
Okay.
Well, we could take the previous year's budget and reduce them by 25%. We could do a number.
Okay, no, seriously.
That looks like a tooth.
Well, that puts some fire under them. I think most of them will act. But I think the PNB is going to make some adjustments to this. So I don't think we need to spend another 10 minutes ferreting this out, because I believe we're going to have about an hour and a half discussion at the PNB level, and there's going to be some adjustments made to this to refine it.
Okay, so are we saying we don't want to have toothy language at all, or we just don't want to?
I want to have toothy language. The question is, I know people don't want another extension. So the way that it's worded now, I don't believe it has teeth, but I'm not sure we can agree unless someone else speaks up as to a line or two that indicate what we're going to do if they don't submit it within 2 weeks.
Well, I think something about – go ahead.
No, sorry. I would like to ask Dwayne to propose a teeth. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I'll support him.
If a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks, the NFC will begin to create a budget for the stations based on 2020 budget.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Paul, anybody else want to comment?
Yeah, give me a second. I also have to write this down.
Yeah,
and
I appreciate
set it up
that.
So that it looks.
I tried to make it simple.
All right. Yeah, I still have to set things up so that it's readable when we have. Okay. All right. So what I have here is, this is an amendment. This is an amendment. The amendment is to add, if a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks, the NFC will begin to create a budget for the stations based on the FY20 budget. That sound like the amendment you want?
Say it again.
The amendment would be to add, if a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks, the NFC will begin to create a budget for the stations based on the FY20 budget.
Absolutely.
I'd like to speak on this one.
Who's that, Fred?
R. Paul would like to say something on this one.
Oh, was that you, R. Paul?
Yeah, it was me, R. Paul.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is unworkable. We have no teeth. The NFC can't punish anybody. And if we were to start wasting our time making a budget for a station, that's just not going to work out, especially if we say we're going to base it on the FY20 budget. What FY20 budget? We never passed any budgets for FY20. I think this is unworkable. I think we should defeat the amendment and leave the motion as it is and send that to the PNB.
Dwayne thinks that.
Pauline as well.
Okay. Dwayne, I think I heard you first.
Well, I think I'd like to hear Pauline and come after her.
Okay. Pauline, is that okay?
I'd like to suggest that the language say, instead of based on the 2020 budget, which is indeed unworkable, as our Paul said, based on available financial information or financial data, and that's it.
Now, Dwayne?
Well, Mr. Chair, since that wasn't a motion, allow me to speak. I fundamentally disagree with our Paul, and I believe this should be carried. It should be sent up to the PNB for consideration. As I stated, the PNB, some may take our Paul's view and position and scale it back. Some may take my position and put it on steroids. But the reality is this. I've spent 2 hours or more on this call. And I've spent, like you guys and women, have spent countless number of hours talking about budgets and budget submission. Nothing has come forth. So I'm not supporting this feel-good, toothless effort that the original motion had. I'm about action. And I don't believe we are overstepping anything because we're asking permission from the governing body. So I totally disagree with the premise. Further, I think it is workable because the reality is this. Every station has been operating from a budget. To say they haven't submitted a budget is one thing, but every station has been operating from a budget. And from that document, we can spend less than an hour and a half or 2 hours for each station taking line items, knowing that this is what they made and this is what they spent. This is how they were short from their 19 budget to their 20 projections of a budget if it was just a projection. And we could realistically glean from the fact that under this COVID situation that is going to continue by most experts' estimation beyond the spring of next year, that our revenues are not going to climb exponentially. So while he may think it's unworkable, my experience tells me it's very workable because the option is, the alternative is nothing from the station, nothing from the LSB. Period.
This is the chair. I have a question. I believe what R. Paul was saying was there were no official budgets to work from, so Paulina's language sounded like it solved that problem by saying the available financial data. Is that what I understood you to say?
I wouldn't be against that. I wouldn't be against that adjustment.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to that?
Every station has been operating from a budget.
They're operating from something. I don't know what.
They call it a budget.
I think it might be something a little less formal. anybody else have any comment on that? Or else is that, you know, we're trying to decide if that language is acceptable.
I think the member needs to propose it as a motion, as an amendment.
I have done. Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, I hope. Now we can go to the main motion. And is that now, can we read what the final product is, R. Paul, and vote on that?
Yeah, give me a second here. I have
Take
to
grab
stuff from many different places now.
Yeah, we appreciate your diligence in that.
All right,
it's patchwork. No doubt about it. It's a patchwork.
Okay. Almost there. Motion with the amendment now reads, the NFC requests that the PNB request that the LSBs submit a proposed draft FY21 budget within 2 weeks to the NFC. If a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks, the NFC will begin to create a budget for the stations based on available financial data.
Do I hear any objection? Hearing none?
I only don't object because it's late and we might as well get this out of the way.
Believe me, I appreciate that. I understand.
Are we voting? I don't know what you're asking. Right
yeah, we were voting. I'm asking if there's any objection to that as the final wording of our motion.
Of the motion that we're going to vote on. Okay.
That our Paul just read.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. With me.
Okay, so now that was the vote. That was the vote, Sharon. Is that, you okay with that?
Okay, no, I object to that. Yes, I object to that.
Okay, so then we'll have a vote.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Okay, our Paul, we have to take the roll for a vote then.
Okay, Give me 1 second to get this plugged in.
I would like to ask Sharon what her objection is, or if she wanted to speak about it, but we are out of time.
I don't understand why we had a motion that came, was proposed at 7:15 with at time certain, and now we're at 8:04. We've gone beyond our extension of time, and I was planning on abstaining all along. I want my right to abstain after all this time of being on the call.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
But I have us at time right now. But anyway, go ahead, Arpa.
Yes. Does anybody need the motion reread? Hearing none. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Okay, I've decided to vote no. No.
We can.
Teresa J. Allen, Nick Arena, Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey, Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay, 5-4, 2 against.
All right, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much for sticking it out, everyone, especially Anita. We very much appreciate your presence.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Thanks, Fred, for streaming.
Yes, Fred, thank you. Thanks for that, Polina.